Okay, hi everyone, it's Clement again. I'm going to do part 4 of the Shadowline Let's Play today. It's going to be a really quick one because I have a lot of stuff to do. But we should be able to get through a good portion of it. Now, to recap, we have gone to the shrine, the dragon shrine in the Gidea volcano, and that is where our adventure starts. We found out that there was a puzzle where you had to push levers, there was a locked door, and on either side were branch offs, and the one on the branch off had two levers. You had to press the bottom one, or you had to pull the bottom one, sorry, and the branch on the left required the top one to be pulled. And so we got into this. We got into the room with where the door was, or that the door led to. Yes, thank you.
Shadow Line.
Fought a mini boss. And
new game.
Got a new ability called the Spinning Slash. The Spinning Slash is an ability.
Continue. 過去のセーブデータを読み。どのファイルにしますか?
Speech mode on.
データが2、現在地発動しない部件 LV2、このデータをロードしますか。
It's a technique for the main character, wherein using your
HD20,
HD100. Whoa, what happened? Using your skill points, or SP, you can hold down the attack button. And so after the attack, after the regular slash, your character will charge up, and if you let go of the skill button, your character will do a kaitengiri, or a spinning slash, wherein it delivers a very powerful attack to one monster. I don't actually know. You just collect these health items here. I don't actually know whether that can hit multiple enemies or not. The explanation says maybe. Alright, well, now that my HP's back to full, we're going to save. Now remember that we also have an ability called the dash, wherein you can use two button, or you can hit the arrow key for the direction you want to go in twice, or you can hold down that key and press the action button when your weapon is not sheathed. Or with Didia, you can use that whenever you want, since she has no weapon to begin with. Alright. So we're gonna head north, because that's the only room there is. And in this room where the save point is, there are tons of health items, and I just picked all of them up because I needed them. So my HP and SP are back at 100. And we're gonna go through here. Stop!
Hmm?
What is the problem? So here, there are bridges across these lava flows, because there are way too many of them for you to jump over.
なんでエレナはそんなに平気そうなのよ。ダッシュで走り抜ければ問題ないだろうか。
So, you're told that there's scaffolding, but if you remain on them too long, you will fall in because they will break, because they're very fragile. So, for these, I like to use Lydia because she has the fastest dash. So remember, she's the left most character when you're selecting with your arrow keys. And I'm going to press the forward and the action button at once and run across. Alright, we're now across and we can go to the store. Now, so we're back in here and we're locked in and we are going to... Let's try this attack. So it does kill one monster. Doesn't look like it hits two. We've got some coins there. That's nice. It's very, very nice. Okay. Now here is a sign. I'm not gonna go into the. This is the infamous dragon statue puzzle, and I'm not gonna go into this real quick because she says, "Oh, look, what is this?" And let's see what this says. These are symbols of what?
Elena, これは竜の死のシンボルと。
This symbol of the dragon shrine, animal watch.
Symbols in the dragon shrine, animals, and so.
時計盤には体の動物が描かれ
ている。I'm gonna tell you what the puzzle says. And if anybody can figure this out. I would be very curious to know, because apparently, even Japanese people have a hard time with this one. So, four animals. Up at the top of the sign, up the signboard, there is a dog sitting. Is that what it says?
上部には座った姿勢の犬が描かれている。
Yeah.
The upper dog sitting position is depicted.
Up on the right, there's some cows that look like they're about to get really angry about something. South, there is a dragon that is floating towards the sky, or that is flying up toward the sky. And on the left side, goats eating grass. And everybody's confused.Fortunately, I'm not. So I'm gonna cheat. Actually, so now there are two branch offs in this area. I'm gonna go in here first because there's a secret in here. Down here because this is where the exit. This is where the exit should be. Actually, it's south of here. There you go. All right. Here is a room with teleporters. And scaffolding. Now, the trick is, again, to run across here, so we're gonna do that.
HP 96, SP 100.
Okay. So. Now, here got a bit of a problem. You need to run through the second set of scaffolding, but you cannot run through on either side. Because either side doesn't have enough scaffolding to actually hold you through, so it'll actually still drop you. So you have to remember to go out down maybe two or three steps. And now you can dash across. Actually, no you can't, I lied. How did I do this? Okay, well let's do this.
HP 76, SP 53.
53 SP, which means that I'm gonna need to recover my SP, and to recover your SP, all you have to do is move.
HP 76, SP 100.
Right, so like that. So we're across this now. Let's look at the view viewer and see what we find. Now for some reason, I don't get why it didn't work for me last time. Let's see. All the way across. And there should be nothing across there. Okay, let's. That again is an example of what happens when you stay there for too long.
HP 66, SP 80.
Now my HP is getting low, and I'm gonna need to recover after I do this. So at this point, we're gonna run back across this scaffolding over here.
HP 66, SP 20.
I'm just gonna recover my skill points. Walking up and down a little bit.
HP 66, SP 100.
Yeah, there you go. Alright, so now the key is, if I remember right, let me see if I can have this. Yeah. The key is to not press the dash button too early. Wait for about 3 steps or 4 before you press that dash button. Not until you hear the beep, because if you hear the beep and press the dash button, it doesn't matter. The next step you take will be right into that pit. Or lava flow, rather. So now we're right across, and I'm going to head to the left. There's a wall there. And here is a treasure chest. I have a mental club, which increases my skill points by 10. Great. Okay. Now that we've done this, now if you remember those teleporters that I was telling you about, that sound like this when you walk over them, that crunchy sound, I'm gonna step into on it and get teleported back to where I was earlier with the scaffolding, except now I don't have to take that whole route, that detour. However, these teleporters are only one way. If you try to step on it, like that, that's what you'll get. So now that we've done that, I can go back in here. See if that's the main character. Charge up and deal with this one fire lizard that's here.
Perfect.
Okay, so my skill points are still low. So what I'm gonna do, I'm just gonna use Didia to go back to where the save point was. Remember that areas that involve you needing to clear them. Now.
HP 74, SP 100.
Okay, so remember we have to cross through this area again. Whoops! That would be my bad. Remember that. Alright. I'm gonna save here now that I have my item. And so we're gonna go back there and we're gonna jump across, we're gonna dash across again. But first of all, before I do that, let me just remember and check really quickly if there are any exits through here. Other than the south and north, where you're supposed to go for the story. Nothing along the borders? Okay, we're good. Alright, so let's do this again. I was saying that remember that enemies that have areas that require you to unlock them by killing all the enemies do not respawn. Any area other than that. Okay. So, what do we have here? We have one exit in the southern end of the room, and this room that basically just turns. It's almost like a half circle. With an exit in the south end. Alright, well, here's an area where you're gonna have to clear them all out. Okay, so there are barriers all the way across. Fortunately, if I go back here, let's see, where is it? If I leap across, now there will be two more that I have to jump over. So I'm gonna be careful and not fall in. Alright. Last one. And. Oh! Okay, there was one that I missed, apparently. That's what happens when you're not careful. I didn't pay attention to my sound cues either. So that's it. Or not. I'm an idiot. I don't know why I did that again. Okay, that's a wall right there. I am so bad. Okay, so we're gonna go back up here again. Alright, so now that I've actually jumped over that lever, or that lava flow, we're at a statue, and there are three statues in this puzzle. And all of them have to be pointing in the same direction. Now, if you walk up to the door, if you actually follow the area and go straight of where the sign is, you will reach a locked door. And it'll give you a clue that I will tell you about in a second. When I get there. However, here we have a statue. And you get to choose where you want it to face. So you have east, west, south, or north. And we are going to make it face south. And remember again, now we don't have to worry about this lava flow obstacle anymore, because again, there is another teleporter, and we are going to get it and step across it, and now we're back at the area. Okay. My HP is at 62. I don't like that. And now that we have one third of the puzzle, it's as good of a time to go back and save as any. So, we're gonna do that. No, I don't even need to pick up everything that's in here. And here we go. Save again. And we're all ready to go. Give me a second. Just needed to check my phone for something really quickly. All right.
HP 100, SP 100.
Our HP and our SP are all back, which means we can go forward with this business. So rush back, dash back across, and we're gonna run through. Notification from my phone. I just need to go check that real quick. Give me a second. Alright, we're back, and so now we have two lava rivers on each side, and a door. This is probably this is probably the place where the mountain guardian is living. Let me check one more notification real quick. Okay, so, sorry about that. Maybe the Mountain of the Guardian is behind... Mountain of the Guardian? The Garden of the Mountain... The Guardian of the Mountain is behind this door. The southern... The southern seal has been broken. But it's not... Still not opening. And... There is writing. We are the people who save or take care of this mountain. We are afraid of our power. We are afraid of our anger. And we are afraid of the dark power. So we sealed this door. How do you translate this?
Person who is not rescued us from in this flame, Nakiyaki, is proof of infinite dragon of three bodies.
Okay. dragons. There's three rotating dragons, and the person who wants to save these will need to find them.
我らは出口なき炎の中より竜の空に輝く一点の光を見据えん。
And we all... what?
Person who is not rescued us from in this flame naked exit, we've brought in this dragon of three of this.
我らは出口なき炎。
And in the flame without the exit, we do not have the light of a single point in the sky shining dragon.
And then it mentions a shining dragon in the sky. I have no idea what this means.
これどういう意味だろう?
And neither according to, neither apparently does Didia. So, we are now going to go left and take care of this statue that's on the left first.So basically, on each of these, in each of these lava flows, there's two things. There will be an exit, and when you go through them, you will be in a room with a lava pit and an exit in the north end, which means you have to jump over at least one. And now you're locked in. Oops, I just fell into this lava flow here. Okay.
HP 70 to SD 98.
Well, that helps some. Like there's one health item, and so we're gonna press this again. And the secret is all of these statues face towards the south. Towards that dragon that was flying in the sky. I don't know why that's the way it is. I'm not quite sure. I don't know what clue the puzzle gives. I just know that that is the solution. However, if anybody does know the puzzle or wants to research it, feel free to let me know. Oops! And you will get credit. Now, you have to be careful here, because in certain areas, when you jump, you might be susceptible to...
SD42, SD100.
Oh man, I'm an idiot. You might be vulnerable to jumping into a wall. Now, here it comes again. Okay. We're all good. We can come back in here. Days when they don't, and you just have to deal with it. And well, one of them is in range, at least sort of. Because with the problem with them standing over there is that if I jump over, they're going to attack. But I think I might have to do it anyway. Just dodge past them real quick. Okay. So we're halfway done. And I'm gonna run back and save again because that is the smart thing to do. And so I can get health items. Because I need those right now. Okay, so time to go across again. And while my skill points are recovering, or while I'm low on skill points, I'm gonna pause and come back again because I have appointments that I have to keep and have to check the messages. I'll be back. Okay, so we got one more puzzle to crack, and then we're gonna kill this boss, and then I'm gonna call it a day. So, again, this place, they respawn. So when you kill them, they will come back. As unfortunate as that is. Now, we are going to jump over and get rid of this. Okay, we're back to 84 HP. Oh man. Alright. So this exit now. Same room. Round room. And the exit is in the north this time. So we're gonna come here. And now to get rid of. Now to get over here, there's no lava flows this time. But there is a teleporter. And we have to go around it. Where was it? We have to go this way. We have to go around the bottom, the south end. And then I got turned around. How did I do this? Ah, right. So you will come now. Here is a point. Right now, you hear yourself walking on one teleporter, or close to one. Now you'll hear one on your right as well. And you need to skirt these. You have to walk between both of these. And now that I'm there, keep walking north, and then there'll be a turn that leads you to west. Or leads you to the west. And then down and east, right to where this statue is. And we're gonna make it face south again. And now we can just step over all the teleport pads, avoid that long route, and go back. Ah! Okay, 68 HP. Which means I'm running low. And now that we're facing a boss, I am going to do my dangest to get that HP back. Again, there are creatures here now, and I'm gonna stay here. Okay, let's open out of range and see if it comes back. That's one out of the three. One left. I can deal with this one. Oh, turns out I can't. Okay. Get those things in. So, okay.
HP 32, SD 96.
Okay, we're gonna dash across. I need to be very, very careful of the way I do this. Man. That platforming part always gets to me. So, it's not the first time. Alright. Save, final time, and we're gonna go get this boss.
HP's
back all the way up. So. Just a dash across. There's the sign. I'm gonna go north again. Okay. Coins. The south seal has been broken, eastern seal has been broken, and the western seal has been broken. So all the seals break, and the door is now open. Are we good? Let's see if we can save this mountain guardian. Are we ready? Or should we wait? I think we're ready to go, so let's do it. So here's a dragon who is the guardian of the mountain. And this is Geras. And
Ware wa sonata wo osoi. Inoch wo.
Elena wants to know why.
Tsui senjitsu no koto da.
Geras, tsui senjitsu no koto da. Kiri ga kono kokora wo tsutsumi konda. Sono toki yori ware no kokoro yori tsuyoi yokubou ga wakiagaru you ni natta.
Ware no kokoro yori tsuyoi yokubou ga wakiagaru you ni natta.
And he basically explains to you that he's not quite sure what's happening, but he seems to get these rages when he can't control himself. And when that happens, he attacks anyone and anything that is in his way, and Irina just happened to visit him at the wrong time. And as he's explaining this, he gets angry again. His eyes turn black. And, well, he doesn't seem very happy. As a side note, I'm not a big fan of his voice very much. Dark Gainas. So, now we have to fight him. As much as we don't want to. And he, of course, being a dragon, will breathe fire at you. Now the trick is, of course, you have to avoid getting hit by those breaths, which I'm clearly not going to do. I'm gonna save these health items because I'm gonna need them. These take off 14 points of HP, at least 40% of HP at each hit. Things like that. So, cut here.
HP active for everyone.
Right against him, and we're gonna run around him. Now he's off to our right. And while he's still turning, oh, I just walked him. Now his bolts are very easily avoidable if you listen. Just narrowly avoided his thing there. So, as per this boss,
見事だ、ヘレナ。そして、セイントアリアムの使いの者と、リゼンの子よ。
Basically the trick is to stay away from his flames. And because the game lets you know when you're in the enemy's attack range and when you get out of it, it's very easy to do that. And the trick is, of course, again, to run around and not get hit. However, strategy is important and spatial awareness is important because you can get trapped against a wall, and if you get trapped against a wall in a corner, your situation doesn't look very good. So now he's dead. And he tells you to continue to pursue Rudolph, and as he dies, the whole mountain now collapses, and he has just enough strength to keep everything above you so you can get out, sacrificing himself in the process. And before he dies, he also mentions an energy disturbance in the Earth. Or in the world. And now, we're back at the Dragon Shrine. And, everything has been explained. Everything has been explained to the Bonga and the people in the village where we are now, just in case you're wondering. And he is sad, of course, everybody is. But now Irina is now acknowledged as the new guardian of the mountain, the keeper. Per se. So now you can go back to the temple. However, we're gonna call. I'm not gonna show the secret today. I'm only going to make a purchase that I think is very important. If I can find the right person. Let's see if I can find them. Where is he? Right here? He will be two. Three screens north, I believe, of the doorway to the chief's hall, per se. If you want to call it that. We have to get out of here because she walks faster. Actually, I believe it's actually one. Alright. So, this guy has an item for you called an attack stone. This will boost your attack power. And he sells it for you for 120 coins. And so we're gonna buy it. You've got an attack stone, which upgrades your attack power. Thank you for telling me this. And so then he tells you to be careful. And you can now leave. And we're going to leave. I will show you what the secret for the Dragon Shrine is when I get back. Next time. For now, we'll keep going west. We can ask if Lydia is okay. Or Lydia is tired. Irina is okay. With what happened. And either way, you will get the answer. You will get both answers, but you just this one just decides which one gets first. So she thanks you for worrying, but she's gonna be okay. And so we all agree that her thoughts are powerful ones. Blah 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 blah. And we're now good, and we can now go back to the chain podium. However, we're gonna call it quits. And call it a day, folks. This is fun. I'm sorry this is rushed, but I have a lot of stuff that I need to get done today. So, with that said, I will see you guys next time.